Nottoway County Prosecutor Robert Rice continued to maintain that he was justified in dropping rape charges against a young man who was the grandson of a prominent area political figure. Rice said it was about lack of cooperation by the family of teen Daisy Coleman.
Their cooperation was not there.
But in the blaze of national attention and regional outrage, Rice called for the appointment of a special prosecutor to delve into the case. The girl's mother, Melinda Coleman, commented,
"But just to have people listen and look at it with an objective eye is huge for us at this point, because we haven't had that."
On Thursday, Coleman gave the Kansas City Star excerpts from a recording she said she secretly made of a conversation with Rice, a recording she says proves she was not uncooperative. As the Maryville controversy boiled on, the Midwesterners keeping score on the end of the federal government shutdown were calculating who voted how. In Missouri and Kansas, the only senator voting against ending the shutdown was Pat Roberts of Kansas. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt, who voted to end it, hoped a lesson had been learned.
The government spends too much, it borrows too much, and it's time we got back to the business of debating priorities and setting those priorities and having some process that works.
Most of the area's House Republicans, including Kevin Yoder, Vicki Hartzler, and Sam Graves, voted against ending the shutdown. Lynn Jenkins was an exception, voting to end it. Emmanuel Cleaver voted with fellow Democrats, but was not optimistic about the long-range picture.
There is no reason for people in our community, including the 45,000 federal workers, to believe that we won't walk back toward the precipice again in January.
Cleaver said what's needed is a long-range solution and possibly an end to having Congress vote on whether to pay debts the country already owes. An 11-year-old Harrisonville girl and her two teenage brothers disappeared in the company of their non-custodial mother. They were found safe in Canada, which Major Jeff Weber of the Cass County Sheriff's Office said posed a second mystery.
Canada is trying to investigate that now because they had reviewed their records and there was no known crossing of Sherry O'Neill or Davis at the time they contacted us.
A Canadian social worker recognized Sherry O'Neill and her children when they sought help at a Calgary, Alberta homeless shelter. Kansas City Chiefs fans set a record for loudness. 137.5 decibels, which audiology experts said isn't good for the fans' hearing. But better news was that they not only broke their losing streak against the Oakland Raiders, but were 6-0 for the season and one of only two undefeated teams in the NFL. Wrapping up the week, the Kansas Supreme Court indefinitely suspended the law license of Phil Klein, former attorney general and Johnson County district attorney. The court found that Klein intentionally misled a grand jury and other fact finders during his investigations of abortion clinics, including Planned Parenthood and Dr. George Tiller's Wichita Clinic. And in business news, the new BNSF intermodal facility in Edgerton held its grand opening, and the founder of the Boulevard Brewery sold his controlling interest to a Belgian company. This is KCUR.